Joining us now, Anthony Neal, professor of political science at Buffalo State. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Well, let me ask you this as we start off this Monday morning. It's quiet here in downtown Buffalo, far cry from the way it was Saturday night. What are some of your impressions, some of your thoughts right now as you reflect back on the weekend and think forward here?
I almost want to say it's unprecedented, but I know we've had urban outbreaks before, violence before, but it seems like to mirror the pandemic of the virus, it seemed like there's been a pandemic of violence for the past few days, and that seems a little unusual for us. The level of violence seems to, you know, have mirrored, have been the same all across the country, and that seems a bit unusual to me.
Most certainly does stand out in that regard, but at the same time, there are underlying issues here, and most certainly the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis has touched a nerve, not just in Minneapolis and across the country. We're hearing about protests around the world as well.
Yeah, Germany and London, even, yeah, of course, Iran, of course, but yeah, but Germany and London.
Yeah, and even in New Zealand, there's some reports of that as well. But, you know, to that extent, then, I guess, can you put that into perspective? You know, is this just a culmination of a buildup of years and years, or is it some other factor that's playing in here?
Well, this one is extremely complicated. I think one thing that has been a contributing factor, and it may not seem like it, earlier I mentioned the pandemic, mm-hmm. but when you look at the pandemic, everyone's home, everyone's out of work, no one's in school, no one has anywhere to go, everyone's pent up inside, and the outpouring of people in the streets, I believe it may not be scientifically able to prove this, but I think that was a contributing factor in terms of everyone just pouring into the streets as well. It's like that was a release valve also.
So we see the release valve, but moving forward, I mean, are there real issues here that need to be addressed here in the city of Buffalo?
There are real issues, not only for the city of Buffalo. The presence of violence everywhere this particular weekend, and also there's the presence of what we associate as police violence all across the country as well. Whenever we list the names of those that have been killed at the hands of police, it's not just one community. It's not just the South. It's not just the East. It's all across the country. And I think this particular one with George Floyd and the way it was captured on film and the cavalier appearance of the officer who had his knee on his neck, I think that was the situation was already ripe, but with that situation, it was just like throwing a match on dry straw, and it just took off all across the country and different parts of the world in terms of a protest against that. But I think another contributing factor also is that we've been here before. And with the recent deaths earlier this year, particularly of Breonna Taylor at the hands of the police, that was a contributing factor also.
Professor Neal, we're going to have to leave it go at that. There's so much more to talk to. Hopefully we'll get a chance to check in with you again. But thank you very much for your time this morning.
All right. Appreciate that.